comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Chat.
What?
What do you think about the painting that I made of you? Don't you agree that it looks like you?
I do, but I also think it was Novak and you just threw a beard on it.
No, it really
did. So what do you think when Bam sent a picture of his dick saying
put your Walkman on, Barbara.
I've seen it before.
Were you pissed? Did you throw your phone against the wall? Did you find anything funny about it?
That he texted me a picture of his dick?
Yeah, were you pissed off?
Because Chad hates when I do.
I know.
I've seen it a million times.
Homophobic.
I just look at it and close it, and that's that.
Do you kick your wall?
But that's what gives me joy.
Okay.
The fact that you get mad.
The fact that you go,
so
oh, goddamn. Fuck this.
But we all have a question, and production filled us in. Well, no, you told me.
Wait.
You've been kicked out of one bike store. You bought four bikes. They don't even like to deal with you.
Hold on. I want to hear about this. Right. I didn't hear about it.
Chad.
We talked about it.
No.
I don't know anything about it.
Chad, what's the deal
with you? You managed to go into a bike store.
And get kicked
and get
out.
Kicked out.
It's not true. What happened is I decided that I want to get a bike.
Let's go off-roading.
I want a mountain bike because I'm bored and I think it seems fun and I can't skate because where I live, it's all fucking rocks and rubble.
Right.
So I would rather be out skating, but the fact is my streets aren't fucking that way. So
you have rocks and rubble.
I got rocks and rubble. So I go out to
Mount Miserable
to find a fucking cheap-ass bike. I know nothing about bikes, so I figure I'm going to get one with wheels and that'll be fine.
Right.
So I go to Walmart.
Then you realize how much fun it was and you're like, I want the better one.
Well, I go to Walmart and they have what looks to be decent bikes. But then I get one and I don't know what
it's
is.
It's not rugged enough.
It ain't. It's a fucking Walmart bike. So then I do some research and find out what the best fucking Walmart bike is. Because I didn't want to spend a ton of money on a fucking bike that I would use once if I hated it.
He wants to go off-roading with his bike.
It's called mountaining bike.
It's called mountaining.
Mountaining bike.
It's called mountaining biking.
Mountaining bike.
He said they have to have durable shocks.
So once you realize that you liked it, I need to go back.
Then I did a lot of research, and there's fucking bike snobs. I had to go back because I didn't like that fucking bike
at Walmart.
And
they hated your guts.
Why not?
I ended up with a fucking Trek at the end of the story.
Yeah, but why?
Just like your bike, exactly the same bike.
Why didn't you just buy my bike?
They don't sell it at Walmart. I didn't know nothing about bikes.
His bike.
I would have bought your bike. I bought the exact same bike, so I didn't have to bother you about it.
So what was wrong with the bike that you first bought?
It was they call them bike-shaped objects.
Bike-shaped objects.
Yeah, the
bike. What are you dealing with, UFOs?
Bike-shaped.
Yeah,
object?
Well, they look like bikes, but they're crap.
Like, was it not shocky enough?
You don't realize that bikes could be different. Sometimes there's good bikes, just like guitars.
No, it's true.
It's true, but I mean, he needs it for off-roading.
Yeah.
Like, what off-roading are you doing? Everybody in New Hope has this.
Dude, the shocks that you have and
it's
all
a big
kinds
deal.
Of shit. It is a big deal. Yeah.
Well, if he's going off-roading, how much off-roading is
Well,
Chad
he lives in
doing?
The goddamn woods.
A ton, dude. I've been fucking hitting trails like crazy. I'll take you out there.
I've been hitting trails.
Yeah.
Stubble and rubble.
Well, will you take him out before or after you shoot bow and arrows?
I gave him a bike.
I'm not riding on the road like with a fucking helmet and a little spandex outfit. I'm fucking hitting deep woods trails, dude.
So did you get kicked out of a bike store?
I got kicked out of Walmart for riding the bike. And then
they hate your Jewish ways.
I don't know what the Jewish thing has to do with it.
Chad's like, well, listen, this bike's 180, but I found it online for 160.
That's not what
and
happened.
If I had the discount card and I signed up for the credit card.
I ride a bike around and they're going, you can't be riding no bike in here.
So wait a minute.
I was like, what are
so
you,
you
work?
Traded
are you
your bike? You traded your bike for a new bike.
I went through four bikes at Walmart.
Four.
I went
in a course.
Hold
on. In the course of what?
in the course of like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I had a hobby. I found out that there is not a good bike at Walmart, no matter what they look like. And that's that.
Then go to Bike Lot.
Walmart sells groceries. Go to a fucking bike store that only sells bikes.
I did not want to be part of the bike snobs. I fucking hate the bikers that are up and down my roads. I fucking want to knock them off their bike every time I ride past.
Yeah,
did you wind up, after four times returning it, did you wind up saying, I want my money back, and then you went to Bike Lot?
I ended up I bought somebody else's bike. Yeah.
He probably bought three bikes.
But Walmart gave you your money back.
Yes, I had all my money back from Walmart.
Dude, how much money did you waste in the process of
so you had a good 2 weeks with a free bike with Walmart?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a fucking good experience, and now I know a lot more about bikes, too. Hey,
what do you know about bikes?
He's the bike guru.
I know that you should probably just get a Trek, dude.
What's so good about a Trek?
Cops ride them.
You know what? True. Just get the good one.
Get the good one. I didn't fucking think it would be a real hobby, but now I fucking like
it. Well, four bikes in 2 weeks is a hobby.
He's bow and arrow, too.
I was having fun.
He's bow and arrow.
Why are you into archery all of a sudden?
I've always been into archery.
You're a liar.
I never even...
I'm a good
this
shot,
is a
dude.
New Chad to me.
I'm sober, dude.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Why did you ask production to come paint your archery
set? It's like, can you come help me paint a yellow and blue
pointing
target?
Bow and I can't see Chad pointing a bow and arrow.
Well, that's what I mean, I like fucking shooting things.
Where do you do this?
Where'd you start this?
In the woods. Woods, dude.
In the woods.
In your woods?
Mount Miserable.
Yeah.
You're having a midlife crisis.
No, I'm not.
What's your problem?
I don't have a fucking problem.
You're a good shot?
Yeah, I'm a good shot. Here's the fucking thing. My problem is I don't take fucking pills anymore.
Okay.
And I'm not drinking bottles of Jack because I'm not fucking doing that. So what do you do when you're not doing that? What do you do
archery.
When you're not doing
archery?
And mountain biking.
Archery, mountain biking.
And mountain biking. Yeah. I'm the fucking safe
addict, like, bam,
I haven't drank for 4 fucking days.
Yeah.
Me. I haven't. And what did I do? That.
Yeah.
I went mountain biking.
Nice.
Then I played fucking goddamn tennis.
See?
Then I kayak, and then I drove the four-wheeler around and trails.
And then he washed a car.
And
he put $2 in it.
There's nothing wrong with
another dollar. He's like, I gotta make it. I gotta make the time. And then
the sad thing is that all in all, I have more fun sometimes.
We went miniature golfing too.
I said, let's go miniature golfing. He wouldn't do it. Then when I'm not with him,
golfing isn't based on the size of your dick, is it?
Now you're talking about archery weird shit, man.
Archery.
Nah, you go miniature golfing for a reason, don't you?
Well, because it's easy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So I tell him like 4 days in a row, let's go miniature golfing. No, I don't want to do it. I want to do it.
That's then something you do with a date in high school.
Well, what else is there to do at fucking 33? You're fucking playing archery, weirdo.
Me? I was touring around the world in a band.
Okay, well, you're shooting fucking darts
and
arrows.
Seriously, what do you do when you don't sip on beer at night?
I know. I was saying at the Cresta.
Sit on your fucking couch and watch television.
Eat.
Go to the goddamn movies.
Eat. Or chug wine.
Eat again.
Eat some more.
Oh, I've been eating. Yeah,
I know. It's like Chris is like, I just quit my job and I want to go hang out. And he's like, and Bam's like, can I get a cherry ginger ale?
There's nothing to do when you're not drinking.
What do you? No,
when you fucking find some things to do, you can't do those things drinking. Like, I'm not gonna go mountain bike drunk, and I'm not.
That'd be fun.
That could be dangerous,
dude. You know what?
You just don't do it.
Yeah. Why not?
Because you're sipping on a beer already. You're already happy.
Yeah.
Will it make it more fun?
No.
No.
Shut your mouth, boy.
I never had a real...
When you don't drink, you have to find things to do. It's true.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I've been doing this for the past 4 days.
Yeah. I'm going to this drug and alcohol class, right? And I tell the guy, I have to go 3 days a week for 3-hour classes, but the best thing is the one-on-one session. And I'm like, look, man, my biggest problem... is I slept for fucking 18 years on pills and heroin. Now I'm wide awake. I never sleep. And I don't want to stop. And my girlfriend hates me, but I'm still paying the bills. But how do I work? And he's like, we'll take her out. I'm like, well, we played tennis yesterday. And I lied.
One game.
I said we would play miniature golf. He's like, well, take her to dinner. I take that bitch to dinner every fucking night.
Every day. You guys go out to eat.
Yeah, and then what, right?
Yeah, exactly. I understand where you're coming from, Chad. Like, I really do.
Like, it's weird because you don't have a job.
It fucking blows. I spent 4 days watching television on the beanbag chair. Then I play fucking tennis down there. Like,
we have fun, though, doing that.
Yeah, but all in all... 4 days goes by. I'm like, this fucking blows.
What sucks is that you get paid to drink,
maybe,
and you don't have a 9-to-5. So it's like, Bam, come out.
Yeah.
Bam's like, well, fuck, it's not like I got to get up for work tomorrow.
But if somebody would build me a fucking loop or something, and it was a big fat deal, then I'd do the goddamn loop and then be on with
You're
it.
You're number 13 in the loop.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, I'd do that if somebody wants to fucking... build it and make a big event out of it,
right.
But they don't.
You know what pisses me off? I look on Twitter and I see Buggy doing like frontside inverts and all this shit, and he wants to retire in 2 years, but he does something every day and it just makes me want to kill myself.
He kills it.
Like, I'm furious. Oh, I love him. He's the best skier that ever did it.
You do stuff every day, Novak, too.
Yeah.
Cause problems, make people feel awkward in town, getting kicked out of this bar, that bar.
Fuck those bars. They don't deserve me.
Well, it ain't easy to be sober and not drinking when you're around other people who are.
True.
So if
that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to a fucking bar
no
and
shit.
Meet a bunch of my drunk buddies.
Yeah.
Woo! Like, no. I don't want to deal with that.
How often do you see me coming to the bar with you dudes anymore? Never.
Well, you dudes.
What are you up to?
What are you doing?
Aside from being in the studio, mixing, playing guitar.
Archery? Biking?
I'm what trying to not be in a situation where I have nothing else to do
so
but
let me
drink.
Go fucking point an arrow at a thing.
Is mountain biking, archery, horseback riding, swimming.
Let me go drive to point A to point B.
Pitching
Dude.
A tent.
What do you do?
I'm in my studio.
Chops wood.
I've been cleaning my house.
Or you could be friends with us and hang out.
I try, but it ain't fucking... Dude, if you weren't drinking right now and everybody else was, it would not be fucking
easy. Dude, I've been doing this for 4 days. And today I was like, fuck it.
He's been sober for 4 fucking days.
Congratulations.
I've been sober for 2.
I know it's not a big-ass deal, but
it is a big deal. It is.
It is.
It could be 5.
So today I'm like, fuck it, because...
It's boring.
Dude, it sucks. To deal it with sucks because you get paid to be a professional drunk. Like, oh, Bam Margera's come to the bar. Let's pay him $5,000 to drink with everybody. It's not like, let's pay CKY to come to the bar so they can play music. You're paying Bam to come to the bar, and he's going to drink. Imperfection, she's been told. The positives are under soul. A gain of envy, loss of hell.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Wow.
I think it's hilarious that Mimi is wearing my boxers and it's.
Oh, shake
that. There's cum all over it.
Hey, come here. Hey, ladies, don't run out of the room.
Look at my cum ridden.
Look, smile just turned to a frown.
Look at my cum ridden boxers.
I know, you gotta watch out with that. Dude.
Brian, why don't you put your girl in a fucking
Bam
leash?
Fucks 30
wanna,
times a day.
Well, that's fine.
Times.
Whatever.
30 times.
I want to know about Barback here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm bored.
No shit. It's the other
Barback, on the other hand,
great bar.
Now that your girlfriend isn't here, or fuck whatever one bitch you have tonight.
Exactly.
You fuck a lot of fucking hot ass girls.
Why do they like you?
Huh?
I want to know. Is it because you're... Do you think he's hot?
No.
I'd suck his dick.
Game up. I can't talk.
Ask her.
No, say it in the mic. Don't fucking whisper.
Ask her.
You have cum-ridden jeans on.
What'd you do?
Your underwear on. Let me see your underwear. You got like white boy short things on. Yeah, girl. See, Novak, you missed her ass. Your eyes all missed it.
Jack caught a glimpse. Talk about her ass. She's all right,
now, dude, now
you were
trying
to jerk off on her chest.
No shit. She won't let me.
You're minging.
Do you have some code word that you say?
I wish.
I think he doesn't say anything is what it is.
Yeah. That's not really what it is.
There's been at least like six girls that are like have been with Barback. Like,
six
that I,
girls.
At least.
Yeah, but like, no.
At least six girls.
You don't
like
understand.
In the past week, he's saying.
Yeah, like in the past week, like, Barback.
I think Apple probably fuck you.
He fucks some chick.
You know what I mean? Like, six might sound, like, it might not sound like a lot, but it is.
Well, if you don't say much, then, you know, that's a good quiet dude is what girls like.
Says who?
That's
you're
the thing.
Quiet,
I just gotta keep
dude?
To myself.
Boring.
Well, they like it because they keep their mouth shut.
I just stick to the corner of the bar. I stick
you
by myself.
Stick your dick in them, too.
And then you stick your dick in them.
I don't know.
Do you have to fight them off with a stick?
Huh?
I don't know. Stop being such a stickler.
Have you humped a redhead or redhead?
What? Gusher?
Who,
Gusher? Gusher?
Have you humped a redhead or redhead?
No.
Right. Gusher?
Yeah. I haven't.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So, Chad.
No, it was fun.
Where do you ride at?
Me.
He rides to the bottom of like, Aquaton
not, what
and
the
gets
fuck
picked
do
up.
You know?
Because I know you.
You don't know shit.
I know
stalking.
Joe.
You don't
you
know fucking
him?
Shit.
Yeah.
You were over here with your fucking Pinnacle vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka.
And like talking about weed like you're 14 years old.
I know, you even tweet about weed.
I like smoking weed.
What's up, everybody?
I do
I'm tweeting
read.
About smoking weed.
I
just
read.
Smoked a blunt.
So.
Who cares?
Hey. I
I'm
like
gonna read the latest tweet, and I love you, production.
Blunt.
But this tweet sucked.
You don't smoke weed,
production.
You douchebag.
I'm gonna read. I'm a douchebag.
Just smoked the blunt all high now.
Well, if you bring up the stupid bitch from the
high.
Bar the other night,
ladies and gentlemen,
I read that. I know what tweet you're talking about.
I wanted to karate kick some girl at the bar the other night when I was
which
drunk.
Which one?
Yo, guys, I just smoked the blunt. I'm all high now.
Fucking right, man. I'm smoking weed. I can't wait to smoke weed.
Who does smoke weed?
You don't
smoke weed.
I don't. Bam, don't.
I don't.
Barbara,
I
don't.
If you're trying to find something that everybody likes, tweet about pizza.
I don't like pizza.
He has a point.
Seriously.
I like
tweet
pizza.
Everybody
pizza.
Likes weed.
Okay, well, they like pizza.
Yo, guys, pizza. I just smoked a blunt. I'm all high.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The slice was so saucy.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now I'm looking at my phone, wasting my time reading about how P-Duck's high. Cares. Fucking cares.
Hey, I'm just saying, I like smoking weed. What can I do?
I'm going to read the worst tweet you ever wrote in your world.
That 140
well, what the fuck about me?
You want to read the 140 yeah. one? Which one?
That one don't make
the
any
one
sense.
Thank you, man.
Where, you might know this, Chad. When I drop a line into girls hot, pants hot,
thanks,
whatever it is.
I don't know.
I need a girl who keeps hot every time the beat drops. It rhymes, you stupid fuck. I'm a rapper.
I'm not.
Well, you didn't learn how to read. I'm
no
sorry,
one
you're
reads that shit.
I'm sorry you're illiterate.
I read it.
I'm sorry
just
you're
like,
illiterate.
Yeah. That's my friend, but this
you're
shit
supposed
just
to
sucks.
Rap his tweets. When
you're
you
supposed
read them.
I don't know. It's only one sentence. I need a girl who keeps hot every time the beat drops. It
I need
rhymes,
a girl to keep
dude.
Hot every time a beat drops.
That keeps hot.
I can write that on a fucking Sunday church morning, idiot.
Apparently you can't. You didn't even know it rhymed, idiot.
No,
illiterate.
I know what you do. You try Jesus. To write these dumb raps.
Yeah.
You're
you
good.
Don't even. Dude.
You're
you
good
suck
at rapping.
Dude, I know. I'm the best rapper that ever lived. Just saying.
Well, I
seven.
Say that.
You're so dirty.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the tweet so, prior to that, Chad didn't understand the 140.
Read it.
140 means I can't rant. 100% is what I give. You look pathetic eavesdropping on people who made no attempt to talk to you. Sahara menopause.
What the fuck
you're
are you
dropped.
Talking about?
What is he talking
I
about? Either.
I don't know.
You know you wrote
about.
That so fucking wasted.
What is this?
It was when I was at the bar and I was talking to the
obviously.
Bartender. This fucking,
Chad's right.
No, the bartender gives me a free beer because he knows me from Council Rock and goes, what are you doing around here? And I said, well, believe it or not, I live at Bam's house. These two minging whores
believe
that were sitting two seats over.
Story,
it's fucking hilarious. She goes, I call your bullshit.
No, but Chad has to look at you.
She's like, I call your bullshit. And I said,
a good answer,
and I was like, all right. I thought she was trying to hit on me at first. And
he's just trying to talk to her at the bartender.
I'm talking to a guy.
Yo, production, I haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Well, so where you been? I'm actually living at Bam's house right now. And then these two fucking fat girls just go,
I call your bullshit. And I was like, no, for real. I thought they were trying to talk. And then they're like, what's so cool about that? And I was like, have you been there? And they're like, yeah, what's so cool about that? And I said, all right, well, he has two Lambos, two Doom Buggies, two jacuzzis, two dishwashers, two refrigerators, two skate parks, one inside, one outside, and too much fun going on there.
Two refrigerators?
No, it was two dishwashers. What is that? And I said, two dishwashers. I could eat all day. And she started
talking. They were just so miserable that, like, nothing. You could have said anything. You could have been like, there's a gold chamber that he just gives gold out on. They would have been like, well, that sounds lame to me.
Yeah, barback's sitting there. You saw
you know what I mean?
Girls.
Like,
yeah,
anything.
I
was there for that. They were just miserable from the beginning.
They were fat, too. It's not like they were good-looking hot chicks. They were like minging-ass whores that sat in the front of the bar and not one dude talked to them the whole time.
Well, who'd you bring home?
Barback and that other whore. We were going to run a train on her, and then he told me that her shit was all fucked up.
No, I told you that the next day.
He told me that her shit was fucked up.
How come? I want to know why Killian's boyfriend slept at your house last night.
Nobody slept there last night.
His car was there.
Uh-uh.
He slept in your little hospital.
Are you fucking me, homo?
There was
Where did he sleep? Where did he sleep?
Here.
Did he sleep on a drum kit?
There was nobody here. What are you talking about?
You had a boy sleep over your house.
Oh, I had a slumber party.
Did you?
No, nobody actually was even over at the Hobbit Hole last night. We were playing pool watching Novak suck and lose $300.
Yeah, that I have to pay for. Yeah.
No, I'm paying.
It's 320.
360.
You're never paying.
No, it's 320.
You're right. Because if I'm allowed in alibis, I'll pay my tab.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
All right. Iggy Pop.
You're simply not going to pay it.
Iggy Pock?
You let me in alibis?
Pop.
Pop. Iggy Pock?
Iggy Pock? I don't know. Maybe Iggy Tupac.
Pop. Iggy Pop and Tupac remix.
Yeah.
You never heard of Iggy Pop?
Yes.
Who is he?
He played at Bam's wedding. And
that's what he's known for.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop on Radio Bam.
I'm a kid that no one knows. I
Radio Bam thing faction.
Fuck.
What? You want to have sleepovers? You can't clean a CD?
Sleepovers?
We're not having sleepovers here.
Is that what you caught?
He's having sleepovers.
He lives in the hobbit hole.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, so, sleep over with a boy.
Right.
Why'd you have a sleepover with a boy?
Yeah, why did you have a sleepover with a boy?
What were you doing? Homo and up?
When? Why did I have a sleepover?
Last night.
No, you idiot. Fuck, you were losing money. I went down to the hobby.
Last time I checked, Killian's boyfriend was sleeping at your
house. I listened to your radio show production on PoochFM.com.
And you complimented him.
Yeah.
I did. I said he was good. But I also think... You talk a lot of gay stuff. Like, you know all these little gay tricks. And, like, you're like, yeah, like, so, like, if you go there and a guy knocks twice on the table, then it knows you, like, trying to... How do you know all this shit?
Because you watch TV shows and you learn, and I go...
When do you watch TV?
You don't even have a TV in the hobbit hole. Where do you watch TV?
I know.
I actually do have a TV down there.
So I go to Vegas, and then, like, this
dude... You have cable down there?
Trying to pick me up.
I wish I did.
He knocks twice, and you know, like, if he knocks twice, that means, like, this. So I knock back. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know any of that shit.
Well, because you got Novak knows from doing glory hole in the stalls that if a guy puts his foot underneath the stall and taps twice.
You can never make fun of me because, yes,
I was thinking the guy's a weirdo for doing that.
I've let men suck my dick for money. I've fucked men for money, only for heroin, so you can't make fun of me. So where are you going to go now?
Yeah, I can. Are you serious? You just gave me more ammunition.
How do you know this, dude?
Because I watched the TV show Law & Order, how they arrested the fucking the senator for doing the same
thing. How are you watching Law & Order in the hobbit hole when there's no TV down there?
Dude, Law & Order's been on for fucking 10 years, bro. What do you think?
You've been kicked out of your dad's house for 8.
I never lived with my dad my whole life.
He evicted you.
My dad never evicted me. You're getting the stories twisted. I got evicted when my dad owned a house a block away. God, don't make me call Jerome.
Call him. He's dead, idiot. I stand in lines of his ashes.
He's fucking rolling in the grave right now.
I have a fucking bag of ashes his in the car. You want to do a line with me?
Yeah, let's smoke it up. No, I don't sniff.
I don't smoke, you
I don't sniff. I smoke.
You know what you do?
What?
You're a great person.
Thank you.
But you talk a lot of shit.
I have a Westchester question.
Hell yeah.
Far back. Now that you're with Mimi, is that a real piss?
He still fucks her.
You do?
Yeah. He does. Yes, he definitely does.
Don't you lie. Do you when's the last time you fucked Ariel?
Probably like a month.
You're a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah. Dude, are you gonna lie to my face?
That's a total fucking
lie. He's lying. No, look at
I was in Why would I lie Vegas. About it? I was in Vegas a month ago.
Even if it was a month ago, I'd still be in trouble.
I was away.
The truth.
I was in Vegas a month ago.
Why would I lie? Okay, what? 2 weeks.
Does that make everybody know about everybody?
Yeah, that's better.
What about
2 weeks makes it better than a month? Either way, I'm still in trouble.
Well, bring your girlfriend in. Let's talk about it.
No, don't do that.
Jeez, you're such a
leave the Novak and throw one of his good friends under the bus. Who the
Brandon Narc back.
I feel like you're me a year ago.
Jesus, you're always...
He's a young man.
Stop snitching on people.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you always do it.
Because that's what makes...
Today you did
it. Who wants to listen to fucking Pooch FM? We're like, we're listening to Hello Cleveland? Here's a new song. Fucking Billy Idol cover.
We're really listening to Pooch FM.
We like to tell the truth shit here, Cleveland. I mean, you're actually acting like Cleveland right now.
Yeah, Cleveland was talking like mad shit on you on the last radio show.
Let's call him up.
I only have the tail end.
Play it. Let's hear it.
To me or no?
Get not
it.
You.
Get
no,
it. I'm just going to beat him up. After this show, I'm going to town.
That fat fuck.
Play my shit when I call.
It's not enough of it to make any sense. It's not enough of it. I started recording after it was it.
I thought nobody wants to listen to it.
I want
I do. Now that Cleveland has his own radio show, he doesn't need to be on this one.
Can you call him, put him on it?
What, on this radio
show? No.
He'll answer your call.
He can't eat that. He doesn't have a fucking phone, Novak.
Cleveland
he has no phone. He has no phone. He can't afford to pay his fucking phone.
He has no phone. He has no phone.
He has no phone, and he has to go to Alibis and Starbucks to pick up Wi-Fi in order to tweet.
I'm not going to say any names, but what's with so-and-so getting his dick sucked by
Florida fucking stalker.
Who did it?
Huh?
I want to know who did it.
Somebody who's associated with us.
Yeah, he was back at the dumpster.
With Florida stalker.
Recently?
Yeah.
The other night.
This was the other night.
Tell me. Wednesday night. It was Wednesday night.
Someone tell me, please.
He said he was done with all that.
Done with getting his bird sucked?
I won't say it. Just tell me.
Yeah.
The creepo from fucking
I don't
Florida.
Know her.
She's the one she's that was out front of the CKY show, and she's like, every time I hear Bam's name,
tell
I
how
go.
She came about. I had an art show in Exton, and then she bought a painting for $800.
No. This she's different.
Woman.
That's two
They're
different
both
freaks.
Nuts.
Oh yeah, two different freaks.
Cut from the same cloth.
Cleveland was hanging out with some freak named Amanda.
I'll sum up this one girl. All right.
And he charged her $150 to teach guitar lessons for a half hour.
Yeah.
I've never seen him fucking play.
But he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah. Oh, here. Come on to my house.
He must be fucking her, too.
I know. And he tries to just blame it on this person, that person. We know that he's...
And everybody says, like, her parents are super rich. Well, why are you living at a halfway house?
And you smell like you just climbed out of
halfway
Novak's
house. Halfway.
Halfway
house.
Yeah. Halfway house.
Yeah. And big time.
For what?
Production, when's the last time you got pussy?
The other night.
And who'd you fuck?
Brainless.
And you know who fucked her after
she
you?
She came here.
Barbarina.
Chad. Barback.
Because.
Yeah. So you talk all this shit on me like I smell like shit, but he fucks your leftovers all the time.
So what does that mean
And then you
to
have
me?
A sleepover with a boy.
What does that mean to me?
Because you're fucking living against backwards. The grain.
What are you talking about?
Whatever Barback's doing is right.
You just said,
I know.
Barback fucks your leftovers. Well, no shit.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He can live here and still get more pussy than
all
of us.
I'm trying to think about it. Like, that works
he
all
is
time.
Pretty handsome, I guess. Me and Abba are fucking on the same sofa, and him and this girl fucking. I come, I'm done. I push Abba off me, and this girl's still fucking. I'm like, get off me. You know how to make him come, and I suck his dick 3 times.
What?
No, I've told you that a million times.
You guys are gay, though.
God, the gayness never ceases.
A lot of you guys are gay.
Tell that to me getting production, pussy. Production, you should be gay because you have a sleeper with the boys, homo. Oh, I'm gay? Tell that to me getting pussy.
Well, I had him sleep over on the 3rd of July because he was working with me.
Now that's too much story that I care about.
Well, no shit, because you're just trying to make it. I don't have a fun story for that. Like,
well, do you have any good pussy story? Tell me a good pussy story.
What kind of story you want to hear?
You tell me.
I had a threesome here after a concert.
What were their names?
Tabitha and Nikki. Yeah.
Dude, he texted me.
I texted him. I sent him pictures.
The day after my birthday, he's like, yo, I got a birthday present for you, man. Come over. I'm like, dude.
What did he ask you to bring?
Over. He was like, bring over condoms and weed.
Two things he doesn't own.
I never use.
Two things he never uses. Condom
like,
and weed.
Why? He's like, come over. And then he sends me a blurred out safe. Photo of two girls walking up naked. I'm like,
Cresta was all about it.
Yeah. Did
Cresta
he come?
Cresta was like, I need more photos. Hey.
Do you know what Novak said to my neighbor? My neighbor's name is Cresta. Mike Cresta. And Novak. He's my pal.
Yeah.
Whenever we need, like, a bottle of Jack or something. At 6 a.m. Like, right about now.
Yeah.
And we don't have it and the store's closed.
Novak,
we'll take the four-wheeler over to my neighbor's house and ask, hey, Cresta. Like, he'll open up the door and say, yo, Cresta, let me get a bottle of Jack. But this time he goes, yo, Cresta, where's that threesome of ours starring you and your wife? And, like, the kids are there.
And it's, like, 9 in the morning.
And he's an idiot. Like, and Cress is furious. He's just like, you idiot.
He said,
my kids don't need to hear about this. Even though it's never going to happen, he was making a joke.
He said, this is the one that you get. You get
right after Novak got out of jail, wasn't Cresta over, Cresta your neighbor, and his wife, and Novak just sitting there jerking off right in front of her, spitting on his dick?
Yeah, but Cresta doesn't really care about that. Look,
yeah,
it's Novak.
That's what production said.
No, you were.
Well, no, you was.
No, yeah, Bam kicked him.
I remember that.
Bam kicked him off the chair.
You were right here. You were over there.
You were blacked out.
And she was there, and you were just like, Cresta, that's why I'm jerking off to your wife. And you spit on your dick and just started jerking off.
Yeah.
Did he like it? He didn't care. He just started to laugh it off.
Yeah.
Dude, because when I came out of prison.
Some deviant shit right
Did he like it?
No, well, back, you're, no your idol's Gigi Allen. What are you talking about? Deviant shit.
You're going there, dude.
I'm not going there.
You need a band.
Well, I'll be your front man.
Go ahead, write your
song. Call me Hello, Hello Novak.
Do it. That's
Hello
funny.
Nowhere.
Well, why don't we start?
Did you see Cleveland's new picture?
It's going to follow your rap career. Hello Good. Nowhere.
How about Cleveland's new picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show it. But
well, that ain't going to matter because nobody else can see it.
Do you have it? Have you ever seen the chat?
What?
Get ready.
No one can see it.
Oh, you're getting a text.
Well, nobody else can see the pictures.
No shit, dipshit, we're on a radio.
Chad, he's just so, like, if you talk to him, like, yeah, my phone's off because, like, too many fans are calling me. What the fuck?
That's not what happened.
That's what the fuck he said.
He said he's out of money.
This is what he said to me.
He said too many fucking fans were calling.
No, this is what he said to me in the bar. He goes, here, tell my buddy Bam I can't wait to see him. Like, I miss my buddy. Tell him I miss him. I'm not avoiding him. It's just Novak and, like, my phone's been off, but that's cool because, like, all these random fans.
Is he
all
back on
random,
drugs?
All these random Maybe. Fans have been Method. Calling me.
Maybe he might be on heroin. Like, he could be. Cleveland's on heroin. So if you like
you
nothing worse
that.
Than a bad Allegedly. Band, follow he's Cleveland because he's going to go to heroin.
Allegedly.
No, I'm saying it.
Allegedly.
He's on heroin. I saw him shoot up.
Never believe Novak.
I watched him put a needle in his arm.
Allegedly.
I watched him years put a needle ago. In his arm.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah.
No. 2 months, a month and a half ago.
Did you guys share it?
Yeah.
Was it for diabetes? Come on.
Well, that was a great joke
yeah.
production.
Yeah, because that's one thing that he's never going to be on is diet. Diabetes.
Am I supposed to edit that out?
No.
Leave it. Who cares?
Cleveland's shooting heroin. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
You're lying.
You want to bet?
I do want to bet.
Yeah.
All right.
I suspect.
Bullshit. Why would he ever want to do that?
That he might be back on drugs if he's missing.
No, he can get high for $12 a day. Yeah. Why is he going to go spend more than
I
that?
I saw it, Chad. He
Methadone costs $12 a day, and he gets like 280 milligrams.
He put a 40cc of dope in his arm.
Novak. You're a liar.
Yeah, if you have a reason,
track
you
you're a liar and a whore.
Well, I'm a whore. At least I'm getting pussy. What do you get?
Thank God.
You're having sleepovers with Andrew, you homo.
You're just so concerned about me.
You're lying with Andrew.
What are you? You're just so pissed.
He's lying with Andrew.
I bring hot, smoking ass.
Well, where are they at tonight?
Where's it at?
Where's this hot girl at tonight?
Fuck. Why don't you go fuck a fat girl, dude?
I'd go fuck my girlfriend, which
no,
you wish
can't.
You could fuck.
I don't want to fuck her. Are you
well,
serious?
You I do, and I have.
Yeah, he fucked her while you're in jail.
Because he's my best friend. Who are you fucking?
14 other people.
Who are you?
Thank you for going to jail. You let me humper.
14 other people. You fucked her while you're in jail.
Who are you fucking?
Dude,
tonight?
I don't want to fuck Apple, dude. It's what? Like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. She's been fucked by everybody.
Well, who are you fucking then? Who are you fucking?
Well, I fuck brainless. I fuck.
Well, where are they at tonight? Mr. Cool Guy?
It isn't even tonight. It just became tonight.
You're sitting by yourself, homo.
It's fucking Friday. I'm going to get laid. Are you serious? You don't think
I'll bet you $100 you'll get laid.
What? Dude, you're writing checks that your mouth can't cash. Why don't you move to Florida with Dempsey, you thief?
You know what? Because I can't cash my checks.
Yeah.
Let me read this text, chat.
And when we get back, Radio Band.
Radio Band.
41. Why don't you just hang on?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Him.
What?
Yeah.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a bonus.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Boof.
What?
This is my Aunt Boof.
Hey.
What the fuck are you doing, first of all?
There's a 30-pack sitting on the driveway.
Fuck you. A 30-pack of what?
Beer.
Oh, there is?
And it's
why
cold.
Is it in the driveway?
Because I can't carry it.
I'm on my way. You're too fucking fat to bring it in?
No, it's too heavy for me to bring it in.
Well, bring it in, you fat bitch. You'll lose weight.
I'll get it. Shut the fuck up. You go get it.
Fuck that. Boom. I drink wine, whore.
This whole radio show wants to know why you fly to Milwaukee.
God, here we go again.
Because she's fucking eating.
I am not production. You're
they were talking. They were talking about it on the radio show.
No, no. Nah, you're
your old ass kid.
I'm just bringing out the radio show and making
she fun.
No, because I like his music.
You probably
did
jerk him off, though.
Did you jack him off?
No, I didn't jack nobody. Chad, what are you laughing at? You jerked nobody off.
Nah, they said nothing happened.
Nothing happened. He's a nice kid.
Yeah.
He seemed like
fucking
a good
awesome.
Kid.
Does he have a little dick or a big dick?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Just shut the fuck up, production.
I'm smoking weed right now.
Let's not even talk about that today.
That's me.
What are you going to talk about?
What are you going to talk about, you fat whore?
How about this bullshit ass shit?
Why don't you stop rolling weed up? April will be pissed off.
Novak, you're just talking
God,
shit.
God, you are such a snitch, dude.
She's not rolling.
Well, what are you doing?
It started with Louie, then it moved on to Barback, now it's on the fucking booth. You are just a snitch.
Because
your name
I
is,
like
your name is
Northback. Let me talk reality about production.
Jesus.
He's sitting by himself. He has sleepovers with Andrew. Who are you jerking off to?
He has a sleepover with Andrew.
Who are you fucking, homo?
I'm fucking girls. Like,
where are they at?
You're fist
where
fucking
are
your
they?
Hand.
Where are they?
On their way.
Are they invisible?
On their way?
On their way.
Story of a weed life.
Yeah. I can't wait to see.
Go stumble down some steps, hiccup.
And I'll still get pussy, homo.
Yeah.
What do you get?
You ain't, dude, that's because you have no standards. I got ladders. You got grounds.
Stop
you,
trying to make
you
this
will,
a rap
you
competition,
will fuck
homo.
Anything. That's just because I got more wits than you, man.
Okay, well, who are you fucking then, moron?
Girls. Ones
where
with
are they
vaginas
at?
That
show
are
me
pretty.
One. Show me one.
I don't need to fuck them right now. Do I
boring,
want them? Do
boring.
I want them sitting around with
I'd
me all day?
I'd rather go to church
no,
and
no,
hear
a girl,
shit.
A girlfriend sits around with you all day. A girl that you fuck comes over late night, fucks you, and leaves.
I live with her, homo, and I pay the bills.
What the hell? It wasn't even about Apple. God, you're dumb as rocks.
No, you're dumb as rocks. Actually, you're
Jesus.
Jerking Andrew off, you homo.
Yeah, I'm jerking Andrew off all the time.
Show me a girl next
Yeah, like I'm fucking eating.
Yeah.
Why are you having sleeping with the boys, homo?
Because he was working for
Why
me
Why are
next
boys
day.
Sleeping over your
Why
fucking
Why are boys
house?
In your fucking bed?
Because he was not in my bed. He was on the couch.
I love the excuse.
What couch? It's a hobbit hole, dipshit.
There isn't a couch in there?
No, I don't know.
Well,
how come we looked in the window? You were sleeping together.
And I fuck pussy every night. My dick gets wet off Apple's pussy every night.
You could fuck 30 girls a day. Wouldn't mean that you're not gay.
It doesn't matter. I'm
you
not
suck. You could fuck 100 girls at one time and suck one dick. You're gay.
Who cares? I don't have to go with the boys,
I mean,
homo.
I'm just saying. You could fuck 100 girls,
okay.
And if you suck one dick, you're gay.
Let's just talk
you're
about
gay.
This real quick.
All right,
don't,
fine.
Touch, don't turn this off. Right. Production.
Don't touch that dial.
When's the last time you had a sleeper with a boy?
July 3rd.
And when's the last time you fucked?
July 6th.
What was her name? Brainless?
Yeah.
And
he had a threesome.
One of my good friends.
I had a threesome.
He had a threesome.
I had a threesome.
We had a foursome.
And it wasn't even like a little threesome where the girls only kissed. No, the girl was like,
they were
full
banging
on
whores. I have the picture, idiot.
Whoa,
you want a butt cheek? A butt cheek apology.
Dude, I can go fuck Apple right now.
Wouldn't make you less gay.
Well, what are you going to fuck right now? If I want to fuck, you want to fuck. Who
ooh,
you
good
right
point.
Now?
Hey, and then when
if
she
you're
gets.
Fuck right
but,
now.
You're lucky because there's like 8 minutes left of the radio because I got a hottie on her way.
Let's go.
All right, I'm just saying. I got a hottie on her way.
Where's the girl next to you?
There's a girl on the way. What are you
on the way?
On the way.
Novak, I live here. You fucking retard.
Where's the girl?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Where is she?
I don't have
where
a girlfriend.
Is the girl?
I don't
where
want a girlfriend.
Is the girl?
I like.
Where is the girl?
I like.
Where is the girl?
I'm single.
Where is the girl?
I'm single.
Where is the girl?
I'm single.
Where is the girl?
I like being single.
Homo.
Oh, I'm the homo.
Yes.
You got fucked with a piece of corn.
I can go fuck a girl right now.
You got fucked with a piece of corn. After it got cooked, so that means it was thicker.
Now you're just talking dumb nonsense.
I'm just saying.
I did it willingly. Who are you fucking right now?
That's even worse. You should have said you did it unwillingly. That would make it less gay.
I can't wait to see this nine.
Then you told
this
a story.
Girl showing up. You,
pretty head showing up.
Who?
Oh, that's
pretty
so
head.
Unbelievable.
Pretty head.
You know who Pretty Head is.
No, I don't.
Okay. Say the name.
Oh, I remember Pretty Head.
Yeah.
What's the fucking name?
How hot is she?
I don't know her name. All I know is Pretty Head.
She's super hot, right?
Well, do you fuck her?
Like smoking hot, right?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
where is she at right now?
Watch Bam and Novak get all giddy. Well, Novak might be inappropriate. Bam will be slightly
giddy.
I'll
be too busy fucking.
Yeah. Well, because you're a sex addict.
Because we have pussy to fuck, and you're just waiting for a girl on the way.
You have an invisible one.
Where's your girl, Novak? She's
working.
Fucking,
she left.
She's fucking Patrick in the back of Moss right now.
Good. It gives me a free pass, homo.
Hey, yeah.
I get
I'm
pussy.
Gay.
You
she's
fuck
fucking Patrick
Andrew,
in the back of Moss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully.
I get pussy too. I got five
well,
cats I feed every morning.
You have five of Santa Claus's, moron.
Your girlfriend's getting railed right
yeah.
now.
Good.
Come on, Patrick.
I hope so.
Yo, he's sticking his beef bean burrito all up in her cunt
well,
right
what
now.
What are you sticking in where, homo?
I ain't sticking nothing in Apple unless it's a douche to clean that shit out. Because I know Novak's minging.
What are you sticking yourself in?
I'm going to stick my dick
the
in
the window sill, you fucking lonely bird.
I don't know.
Lonely
bird. Get
the fuck
his,
out of here.
His retorts
lonely
suck.
Bird.
Like, your rebuttals are the worst.
I actually like that.
Like
my rebuttals equal pussy. What's your rebuttals equal?
Your rebuttals equal butt and dick.
Okay, but what does your rebuttal equal? Do you have any pussy?
Yes.
Where is it at?
Come
on
here.
The way. On the
I
way,
can't
way,
wait to
way.
See this.
Dude. All right.
Yeah, and you know what?
Let's
you know
just
what
sit
sucks?
Here and hold our breath.
No, it sucks because there's
we'll
like 6
die.
Minutes. There's 6 minutes
we'll
left in the fucking
die.
Radio show.
Yeah, there's 6 minutes to make fun of your gay faggot ass.
Dude, Novak, you making fun of me does not work.
Well, what's working for you, dick?
Fucking
homo?
No,
that's not you sleep with
Andrew.
Andrew
was working for me. That's why he was sleeping
Andrew's
over.
Andrew's working for him.
That's why.
No, she's working for you because you're a gay homo that can't get pussy. Where's it at?
Gay homo that can't.
He has
get
a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend.
Dude,
I live with
her. Well, when
I
this radio show ends, we'll just sit here and wait for this not this
I have
invisible girl to show up.
I have a thing called standards, and she has to have like
Whoa.
Nice teeth.
Tell standards
skinny,
to a toilet. You don't even have a fucking toilet down there. Where's your standards
That's
to
the
a
best.
Toilet?
That's the
Where
best.
Do you shit and piss?
I lived in a rape van last summer,
Who
dude,
cares?
And I still got laid.
Well,
Are you
where's
serious?
Your pussy at now?
I live at Bam or Jared's house. What do
you
think? I ain't going to get laid?
Santa Claus.
Cleveland got laid because of that. Look at me. I'm a stud.
No, you're
dude, I'm a stud.
That is
what?
A fucking horse that can't
a horse.
Win a race, you moron.
No, a stud's a horse that fucking doesn't need to win a race because it's getting in on
well,
the TL.
Well, show me a pussy, you're fucking stud.
You want to see pictures? All right, you want me
to? I want to see pictures. I want to see live action.
I
want to
see it real life.
Live action.
Yeah, live you're action. Dude,
Santa
this ain't
Claus.
A movie, dog.
I'll be out here. You introduce the next song.
All right. Where are you going?
I'll We're going to fucking Pussyville, somewhere you don't belong.
I'm going to sit here.
Somewhere. Dude.
To see what,
are you doing being the bouncer out front of it? Because you're gay.
I'm gay, but production's here by himself.
I live here. What do you expect? If I wasn't here by myself, that means I'd have a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Pretty head. Yeah, talking all that shit, right? Boof met Pretty Head. Yeah,
we'll see next week.
The only one that met Pretty Head is Boof and production.
Yeah,
say goodbye, Novak.
I know Pretty Head. If it's the Pretty Head, then I know.
Where the fuck's she at? She's been on the way for 2 hours.
No, she wasn't. We've only been doing this radio show for an hour, and we didn't bring her up until halfway through.
Where does she live? Baltimore. All right,
thanks for listening to Radio Bam.
41, fuck off.
Fuck you, Novak.
Faction
and production's a homo.
Serious XM.
Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune
done.
In next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later. I